You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What up? What's happening? Welcome inside the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the Chris Russell Show, taking you up to 4 p.m. Eastern time. But as you can tell by the intro, the show has been hijacked this afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Metal Chris behind the glass, taking your calls at 301-230-0980. You want to talk about a loaded, jam-packed show that we got for you this afternoon. Coming up top of the 2 o'clock hour, our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards and the NBA draft for the Monumental Sports Network, going to join us as we've got some NBA draft stuff to talk about, man. It's been a while since I've been here on the Team 980, and now that we know where the Wizards are going to pick in next month's draft, I'm going to talk about a couple prospects that the Wizards are linked to and should be interested in. We'll do that in great detail coming up top of the 2 o'clock hour with our guy Chase Hughes. Big weekend around the Beltway when it comes to sports. Nats with a sweep over the Orioles in the Battle of the Beltway. And the big news coming out of that series, one, Nats bats right now absolutely in fuego. C.J. Abrams had a really good series at the plate. The Nats in total in this series, 24 runs across the span of three games. So that was awesome to see. Their bats are hot. All of a sudden, the winners are 4 out of 5. And I think if you look at the schedule this week, they have an opportunity to make up some ground in this National League wild card race based off of who they go up against, who they're matched up with here in the next two upcoming series. So they had the day off this afternoon. They'll be back at home starting tomorrow when they begin a three-game set against NL East rival, the Atlanta Braves. Now, the reason I said the Nats have an opportunity this week to make up some ground, if you look at the National League wild card standings, and I understand, look, it's early, right? You don't want to take a peek at the standings too quick. But I think with this young Nats team who will be gauging their progress throughout the year, I think you got to start looking at the wild card race. The third and final wild card spot in the National League belongs to the San Francisco Giants. The Nats will have a three-game series with them at home over this upcoming weekend. So they got a series against the Giants who hold the final wild card spot. And then when you look at their series that begins tomorrow against the Braves, Atlanta, 4 games back of that final wild card spot. The Nats, 7.5 games back of that final wild card spot as we get geared up for their baseball this week. They're actually back here at Nationals Park. And I know, Chris, we hate that. I hate that they're back at home. We love the Curly W's. I love my Nats baseball. I absolutely hate that they're back at home because the parking police all out and everywhere, ticketing people. I'm already broke.
Well, the parking prices also increased dramatically around here.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not so upset this time because I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Going to my big metal fest for the rest of the week.
Well, look at you.
So I'll be all right. I'll be all right this week. You know, sorry.
Are you going to bring us back any, what would be like a metal concert souvenir? Like a
T-shirt?
A skull?
T-shirt or a scar?
A human skull? A scar? A bruise? Yeah. Good God almighty, you and your music choice. Metal Cliffs Behind the Glass, picking up your calls at 301-230-0980. We'll talk about the Nats a little bit later on before we get out of here. But like I said, big weekend in terms of the world of sports. We'll get to, and I know you all are eager to talk about this, and I know Chris Russell consistently poking the bear when it comes to me and my affinity for the WNBA. We got another chapter. And I heard Kevin Sheehan wrap up the show talking about this. We had another chapter this weekend in the rivalry that is Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. Here is what I will say about what happened this weekend. And we'll give you my full thoughts before we get out of here. But I am team Angel Reese a lot of the times when it comes to this stuff. I think she is, I don't want to say just as responsible as Caitlin Clark. But when you look at the two pillars that are directly responsible for the growth of the WNBA over the past 2 years, you can't look past Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, obviously, I can admit, spearheading this evolution of the women's game. But this weekend, there was a foul that Caitlin Clark committed on Angel Reese. And I think what I noticed this weekend and what stood out to me is, one, the foul was pretty routine and pretty common if we're being completely objective about it and put our favorites to the side for a second. It wasn't some egregious foul that you don't see in pretty much every NBA, WNBA, college basketball game. And the reaction from Angel Reese, I thought, was way over the top, but on brand at the same time. I keep telling you all this, right? The WNBA is in a very delicate spot right now when it comes to their growth as a sport, their growth as a league, right? They're in a very delicate spot. There are a bunch of eyes on the sport right now. And each and every year, right, because of the explosion at the college level, we're going to see stars continue to be ushered into this thing. And one thing that we could take away from the 70s is when this was, talking about Magic Bird. I think the growth of the WNBA and Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese being at the forefront of this, very similar to the growth of the NBA back in the day with Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird, a rivalry that started at the collegiate level, at the amateur level, and then carried its ways into the pros. I think we're seeing that with Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. Now, the one thing that will help out the growth of the sport and the authenticity, I guess, of this rivalry is if the damn Chicago Sky can compete in any of these games that these two play in. They had their ass whipped over the weekend. And look, obviously you want to pay attention because it's Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark and it's two stars of the women's game. I get it. 93-58, Indiana beat Chicago in the season opener of the regular season. Like that is one thing that will kill the rivalry and probably kill, you know, in turn, the growth of the sport is if these games, these marquee games between these two are not competitive. Now, individually, right, great statistical performances for both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark registering a damn triple-double, which is Kanye crazy, as I like to call it. For her to drop a triple-double in the season opener, I mean, she is picking up right where she left off. She is the youngest player in WNBA history to have multiple 20-point triple-doubles. So, history-making performance. Like I said, those numbers via our pals at Stat Mamba. Angel Reese with a big-time performance as well. Ironically enough, ladies and gents, boys and girls, Chris Russell, the Rooster Man, sent me this stat. Angel Reese over the weekend became the fastest player in WNBA history to reach 450 points, 450 rebounds, 12 points, 17 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds for Angel Reese this weekend. Y'all can make all the jokes you want about her and her struggling to finish at the rim. Kiss my tuchus. She is the Dennis Rodman of the damn WNBA. Charles Barkley of the WNBA. Box her out.
I'd say she's a better scorer than Rodman, to be honest.
Well, but hell yeah. I use Dennis Rodman.
Rebound side. Yeah, yeah.
Rodman's the lazy comp because I'm talking about strictly boards, but put some respect on Angel Reese. And she's damn beautiful, by the way, as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lot to get to. You can call us at 301-230-0980. So we'll touch on Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark a little bit more as we move throughout the show. We had a huge Game 7 yesterday. In the NBA, the conference finals now set. We got Oklahoma City set to take on Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. And then out east, it'll be Jalen Brunson in the Knicks taking on Tyrese Halliburton in the Indiana Pacers. Interestingly enough, about the final four teams that are remaining in this NBA postseason, Oklahoma City, zero championships in franchise history. Minnesota Timberwolves, zero championships in franchise history. The Indiana Pacers, zero championships in franchise history. And for the New York Knicks, two titles all time, but they haven't had a title appearance since 1973. So it is very, very interesting to see these four teams left. I know a lot of people are going to complain about it and say, damn, where's the star power? Look no further than Anthony Edwards. Look no further than Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton. I love the fact, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I love the fact that, you know, the conference finals looks this way. There is plenty of parity in the NBA. I think it's great for the sport. The bottom line for me is this. I just love good hoop. I don't care who's playing it, right? Doesn't have to be, you know, some star-studded blue blood franchise for me to tap into the NBA. I just love watching good basketball. We're going to get good basketball coming up tomorrow. When the Western Conference Finals tips off. Game one of the Western Conference Finals is tomorrow between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So super excited for that. Game seven yesterday between OKC and Denver. Pretty good game to start. Then it turned into a rout. SGA is special, though. Him and Jalen Williams yesterday, J-Dub, as they like to call him, went off. And the problem that you saw for Denver, and you heard Nikola Jokic talk about it ad nauseum in the postgame, just not enough help. Just not enough help. So we'll see what is next for the Denver Nuggets. They have a head coaching search that they're going to go under with Mike Malone getting fired towards season's end. Nate Adelman, the son of Rick Adelman, is the interim head coach right now for for Denver, and I thought he did a really good job. Big question right now for the Nuggets is, you know, look, you can't really get better and retool this roster without making a trade. To me, I point to when they gave the bag to Michael Porter Jr. That is when things changed drastically, it felt like, for the future of the Denver Nuggets. But we'll talk about the NBA and the conference finals in great detail as we roll throughout the show. A lot more to get to. Giannis has a huge meeting with the Bucks this week. His future in doubt right now. He had a tweet storm over the weekend where he was basically doing a Q&A amongst fans on Twitter. And kudos to Giannis. Open, honest, transparent. I predict that it will be the summer of Giannis and he gets moved. We'll get some clarity on that coming up this week, though. NFL news, Brock Purdy with a mega extension. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. When we get back, though, the Washington Wizards pick 6th coming up in the NBA draft. This past week was the NBA scouting combine. Fresh off of the scouting combine, 2 new mock drafts released, one from Bleacher Report, one from Jonathan Givony of ESPN.com. Who do they have coming to the Wiz Kids with the number 6 overall pick? Plus, why a local star? I don't want him here in D.C. That's next here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.